Well, no heavy football stuff right now. We've got Nicole in studio. She is a member of the Miami Dolphins cheerleading squad. Not only is she a member of the Miami Dolphins cheerleading squad, Nicole is the cheerleader of the week. Not only is Nicole the cheerleader of the week, gentlemen, she is also the cover girl of the 2014 Miami Dolphins cheerleader calendar. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, we know because we've been involved in the cheerleader stuff the last couple of years, that is an absolute and total surprise to you when it's announced in front of a bunch of people at LIV. So you had to be floored when this announcement came out.
Yeah, actually, I didn't expect it at all. Being a second-year veteran this year, it's not something you really even expect. So I was looking around, and they said, Nicole, kind of like, wait, is that my name?
Total surprise?
Very much.
Very cool.
That's a heck of a competition. I mean, you look at the different months to actually get the cover. I mean, are you inside the calendar as well?
I
the cover?
The month of October.
Damn. Doubled up on them.
Wow.
That's this month, and she's the cheerleader of the week. Nicole is here. Take us back in time to the shooting of the calendar. It's out in the Dominican Republic. You know, all the girls are there. It's long days from what I understand. And so you're just, I imagine, taking like a million pictures, and you got no idea that, you know, one of these could end up on the cover of the calendar, right?
Yeah, you're not told really much of anything about the months or the cover. You just go there, and you look your best, and you just try hard. It's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody knows, Nicole, that the team is going through a transformation in terms of uniform, and obviously the cheerleaders have as well. I always notice that you guys always have something, a theme going, you know. Start with the regular uniforms. It's been Breast Cancer Awareness Month so far. We always know you do something for Christmas. Got a game on Halloween this year against Cincinnati. Oh. Big plans for Halloween this year?
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh,
You'll have
go.
To watch the pregame.
Nicole, we've traveled overseas, and it's such a big honor to go over there and hang out with you guys. But tell us from your perspective how it is going over and honoring the troops and kind of go through a day, a normal day that we've gone through together.
Wow, that's an experience of a lifetime, first of all, to be able to travel across not only the country, but the world, and to visit our troops. It's amazing, especially talking to them. I know, like, we were in Egypt for the Super Bowl, and you sat down and you talked to them and their lives and hear their stories, and it really, like, touches your heart to be able to, like, bring them joy.
Really nice. Nicole is the cheerleader of the week. She went to Spain, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Egypt. Troy was there, seven other cheerleaders as well. When you do these trips, obviously, like you said, you get to listen to these guys, hear their stories, you know, give them a little bit of a taste of home, I guess. What are the kind of other things that the cheerleaders do that maybe your average fan doesn't realize? Because probably to a lot of people, they see you guys on the field on Sunday, and they're like, oh, that's what they do. But you guys do so much stuff out in this community as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of different community events. One of my favorite is all the 5Ks we do for events. It's always fun to be active and give back. We have a lot of volunteer stuff we also do. I did one. It was a cancer. It was like the cancer prom. So that was a lot of fun.
Prom to remember. Yeah, it's a great event. Players do that, and cheerleaders as well. And you basically get to hang out with these, you know, really sick kids and give them a prom-type experience.
Now, Nicole, how much of the game do you guys actually get to be a part of? You watch, pay attention. You know, we're sitting at 1-1 at home. How were you after the big drive against Atlanta, and how tough was it last week against Baltimore? You guys actually into the game as much as well?
Yeah, we do, because when the players are playing, we aren't cheering, so we get to watch that part. I mean, we might miss a little bit because we have to be paying attention to our captain, make sure we're not off, but for the most part, we watch the entire game.
You a big football fan?
Yes.
I mean, are most of the ladies football fans?
Almost all of us are, okay. Actually. All right.
Nicole, when you look at how much time you spend with the girls, what kind of relationship do you have with all the cheerleaders, and especially with your line?
With my line?
Yes, your cheering line.
Oh, my group. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
You got to get your terminology right, Brayden.
I know what I know. I'm not a cheerleader, so I know what I know.
This isn't Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, like 1989. There's no line.
It is a line. It's a line. It's right. A line.
Well, it's just nice because you think with 41 girls that there would be drama, but it's really not. We're all there for each other, and it's like a big family, especially like within our own groups. We do dinners, and we'll kind of do a little team bonding outside of practice to get to know each other.
Very cool. Nicole is here, Miami Dolphins cheerleader. She's the cheerleader of the week. She's also the cover girl for the 2014 Miami Dolphins swimsuit calendar, which you can check out at dolphinscheerleaders.com. Is that the website? Oh, man, I hope I didn't screw it up.
Dolphinscheerleaders.com.
Dolphinscheerleaders.com. Sorry, Dory. DolphinsCheerleaders.com. Everybody needs to check that thing out right away. You guys are also on Twitter and Instagram, all that good stuff, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, you can find them at MDCheer on Twitter. You can also search for the Dolphins Cheerleaders.
And they're also very popular overseas because of the videos that they've done. You guys have done a few of them, you know. Call Me Maybe, and I think 21 is
22 by Taylor Swift.
That's not my favorite artist. I kind of blew that one, didn't
I? It is or is not your favorite artist?
It is not my favorite
artist. Taylor Swift is not your favorite artist.
She's not on Two Broke Girls and things like that.
You're more of a Bieber guy.
That's right. Yeah. I'm a Bieber guy.
Are you?
I love Bieber.
What's your favorite Bieber song?
Every Bieber song.
Every Bieber song.
Every Bieber song.
Nicole, you a Bieber guy or a Bieber gal, I guess?
Or are you a
Mahomie? We got to see that guy. He was at one of the games. Austin Mahomie. He's like a big thing for all the little kids now, right? Something like that.
Good stuff.
I'm trying to talk like I know what I'm talking about. Well, let's get back to football. I'll be okay. All right, Nicole, congrats again on the calendar. Great stuff. Everybody can check that out. How many of the things have you had to give out to friends and family, the calendars? Let's be honest about it.
So far, a lot. I get lots of phone calls about it.
Well, it's good, too, because the proceeds for those calendars for just $15 all go to charity, the Miami Dolphins Foundation. So you're doing yourself and the community a service when you're buying one of those Miami Dolphins cheerleader calendars. Nicole, congrats again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.